Did God abandon man after his fall into sin?
No, God did not abandon man after his fall into sin, but he promised him a Redeemer, who was to satisfy for man's sin and open the gates of heaven to him.
Who is this Redeemer promised by God to the human race?
The Redeemer promised by God to the human race is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is our Lord Jesus Christ?
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, true God and true man.
Why do we say that Jesus Christ is true God?
We say that Jesus Christ is true God because he is the only begotten Son of God, equal to his Father in all things, and consequently possesses divine nature.
Why do we say that Jesus Christ is true man?
We say that Jesus Christ is true man because he chose to be born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and to have a body and a soul like ours.
Why do we say that Jesus Christ is our Lord?
We say that Jesus Christ is our Lord because he redeemed us, and because his Father gave us to him.
Are there two natures in Jesus Christ?
Yes, there are two natures in Jesus Christ, divine nature and human nature.
Are there several persons in Jesus Christ?
No, in Jesus Christ there is only one person, who is the divine person of the Son of God.
Was Jesus Christ always God?
Yes, Jesus Christ was always God, for he is the second person of the Holy Trinity, and equal to his Father from all eternity.
Was Jesus Christ always man?
No, Jesus Christ was not always man, he became man at the moment of his incarnation.
What is the mystery of the incarnation?
The mystery of the incarnation is the mystery of the union of human nature with divine nature in the person of the Son of God.
How was the mystery of the incarnation effected?
The mystery of the incarnation was effected in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit, that is, by a miracle of divine omnipotence.
Is the Most Blessed Virgin truly the Mother of God?
Yes, the Most Blessed Virgin is truly the Mother of God because she is the Mother of Jesus Christ.
Who was the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ?
The foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ was Saint Joseph, the virginal spouse of the Virgin Mary and the head of the Holy Family.
Why did the Son of God become man?
The Son of God became man to redeem us from the slavery of sin, to deliver us from the pains of hell, and to merit eternal life for us.
Did the Son of God become man immediately after the sin of our first parents?
No, the Son of God did not become man immediately after the sin of our first parents. At that time, he was only promised to them as the Redeemer.
How could those who lived before the incarnation of the Son of God be saved?
Those who lived before the incarnation of the Son of God could be saved by believing in the Redeemer to come, by observing the natural law written in their heart, by practicing the commandments of God and the teachings of the prophets, and by the grace granted to them through the merits of the future Redeemer.
On what day did the Son of God become man?
The Son of God became man in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, at Nazareth, on the day of the Annunciation, when the Archangel Gabriel announced to the Blessed Virgin that she would be the Mother of God.
On what day and where was Jesus Christ born?
Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, in a stable, at Bethlehem.
Why did Jesus Christ remain 33 years on earth?
Jesus Christ remained 33 years on earth to show us the way to heaven by his examples and teachings, and to merit graces for us.
What is the meaning of the word gospel?
The word gospel means good tidings.